Remembering Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, a family tribute. Here's Ben Mulroney.
Welcome back. To most people, my next guest is one of the most successful recording artists of a generation. In fact, he's one of the most talented people this country has ever produced. But to my family, he's been our friend for almost 25 years. Michael Bublé, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Ben. And I love you, dude. And of course, you know, I'd love to be talking to you under happier circumstances, but our family was crushed, man. We love them so much, and you know, it's a tough time for everybody.
It is, and you know, you being here with me is helping me personally. Michael, almost everybody knows how you and my dad met. You know, he invited you to sing at my sister's wedding, and he invited mm-hmm. David Foster, and he wouldn't let David mm-hmm. Foster leave until David committed to taking you under his wing. So everyone yeah. knows that, right? But yeah, I want to go to the last time you talked to my dad. It was over Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, your little brother called on FaceTime, and my wife was there, and nothing. Dad was sitting there, and he was sitting in a chair with a blanket on, and I just saw him, you know, and I said to him, you know, as usual, how are you? And I always loved talking to him, and I'd keep in touch with him as much as we could. And he's so cute, you know. I said, are you singing? He says, oh yeah, with that big, beautiful, deep baritone. I said, well, you have one in you. You want to sing with me? Because what people might not know, Ben, is that, you know, years ago, you guys would have me at your house, and I'd come stay with you guys. And then over dinner, you know, all the sweet kids and you guys, and he'd be singing. And one of the songs that we used to sing was Paper Doll, the Mills Brothers
yeah.
song.
Yeah.
And so I said to him, I said, you have it in you. And we just started singing together. It's very similar to how my grandfather and I used to be. And when the camera panned back, I could see the whole family was there surrounding him. And everyone was very emotional, and I was very emotional. And I got the sense that that it was a pretty special moment. I didn't know that, you know, I'd be talking to you about it here. But I had a strange feeling of the gravitas of that moment, the weight of it. And nothing, man, just another beautiful example of how lucky I was to have this really, really warm and really wonderful relationship with not just him, but your whole family, Ben. You know, it's one of those things where he loved me from the beginning. He treated me always like I was special to him. And it's, you know, it's funny, Ben, I don't know if you ever talked about it, but, you know, there's that story of how, you know, oh, you know, you had me sing at the wedding, but that's not how it really happened. And that's just sort of the little tip of the iceberg of the support and the love that came my way from not just him, but your whole family. And, you know, it was your mom who first met me.
Yeah.
And said, I think dad loves, you know, my husband loves this, and you guys would be great here at the wedding and all this stuff. And, have you ever told people what your dad did for party guests and people that came to the house?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just going to bring that up. He had your EP before you had a record deal. He had your EP. He had maybe 20 or 30 of them.
I think it was called Babaloo.
Yeah, sitting in a basket. And anytime somebody would come to the house, he would hand it to them on their way out and say, listen to this guy. He's going to be a star. And he was just, he had such a special relationship with you. He was so proud to help you in any way he could, and so happy that you were singing these beautiful songs and that your voice was out there for the world to enjoy, and that he played a small part in that, gave him so much pride.
Well, Ben, the reason why it's as unique as it is as a relationship is because it's one of the few relationships in our business that wasn't transactional.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't. I mean, there was nothing in it for your father. Not a thing. There wasn't, there was no money. It wasn't for ego. He really loved this music. He loved singing it.
Yeah.
He loved listening to it. And it reminded me of my grandpa very much. And I think he just had this great reverence for the impact of it, and he almost felt protective of it, and I always felt like he sort of just lifted me up as one of the people that was going to continue the legacy of both of our heroes.
Well, he was so happy when you got your record deal. He was so happy when you would tour, and he was even happier when you would come back and sing with the family at various events like his birthday party.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I did. Listen, man, you know, some of my favorite moments truly were always, it's funny because people won't know this because it's behind the scenes stuff. But like, you know, the first time you play the Bell Center and you've sold it out, and, you know, and that's a huge deal. But what made it better for me was that after that night, after that show, that he and your mom and I would go and have dinner together.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's just really, and celebrate together and like look at each other many times through a meal and say, holy crap, holy crap, can you believe this happened? And
he knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, no, I know.
He believed in you so much.
Poor Foster.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, when I tell people at that wedding, it wasn't gentle. Your dad wasn't gentle with David. It was really, you know, he was demonstrative and, you know, had literally his arm around David, you know, look at this guy. This guy. And poor David, I can imagine, you know, it's years later, of course, and David now says, geez, I was thinking, what is this? God darn, you know. And I remember David said to me one day, you know, Mike, I had a little more faith in Brian's taste than I would in many others, because I believe he sort of had done the same thing with Celine Dion as well. No,
a little bit. Yeah.
Like that. He was a big believer in her as well. He saw that talent very early on. And David said he was quite pushy about that too. So I just love that. You know?
Well, Michael, there was the music, but then there was also his love of connecting with people, and he used the telephone to do that better than anybody I've ever met. And he would call people when they were having a really great time, a really great day, and he would also be there for them on days that weren't so good. Did you have that experience with him?
Many. I mean, I honestly, Ben, too many times to count. And your dad was many things. And I would say gray was not one of them. There was no gray. And I don't know if you felt that as a son, but a friend, I never had a conversation with your father where there were any ambiguous sentences spoken.
Yeah.
I knew exactly where your dad stood, whether it was us talking about music or sometimes politics or things that were happening socially. He was dead honest. It's interesting because there's so many things that we've talked about that I would never say publicly. But it was just more proof to me that, I mean, listen, Ben, I got to say this. When we lose people, Ben, and then we talk about how great they were, and we remember all of these wonderful attributes, and I have to say, in this case, I'm so happy that I talked about your dad behind his back before he was ever gone. And I would tell anyone that would listen how special he was, how much integrity he had, how deep, how loving, how unique and great he was. And I love that I didn't wait to get on a news program with you to say those things.
Michael, thank you, my friend. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's... means a lot. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
You know all these things, Benny. This guy will never see another. Will never see another one like him. And you know what? I understand he was a politician. And I understand that, you know, that's polarizing in itself. But I just don't think anyone could ever. Yes, it can. You know, they're just the facts are the facts. The receipts are the receipts. This is a really beautiful human being, who was the epitome of class and grace. And what a man. I told you, Matt Benny, the moment I found out what I wrote you was true. That's it. There'll never be another.
Michael, he loved you, and we love you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, buddy. God bless you guys.